Great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'm thankful to see each and every one. I really am thankful to be able to come and serve the Lord, to praise his name once again. It's truly a blessing, and I'm thankful for the services that we had and that we're blessed to have this year. I'd like to turn over to the book of Psalms in chapter 1. There's six verses. Chapter 1 is verses 1 through 6. I would like to zero in on verse 3 and 4, but we'll start with Psalms 1, 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Verses 3 and 4, the ones we like to think about this morning, it says, "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." It says the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will correctly divide the word of God, that you'll fill us, Father, with thy spirit, that we may be able this morning to render to you, to worship you in spirit, Father, and in truth. We know both of these ingredients are key. We are thankful for the meetings that have preceded us. And once again, we thank you for this opportunity to worship you. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. You might want to think just, or I'd like to think, you know, the writer here is uses a lot of imagery. He's comparing us to trees. And, you know, and they mention trees also in the sermons this week. But when I think of tree, I think of, when I grew up in Memphis, and some of y'all went to SFA and Nacogdoches, and even at Tyler, there are some tall, tall trees. I mean, they're standing up there high, and when you see them all green and some of them may be a fruit trees that have fruit on them. They just look healthy. They look good. They look like they could just weather the storm. And I pray that that's the way we're going to be in our life. We're going to be a tree that's planted, that has those deep roots, that's going to stand when the trials come, that'll stand in the good times, that'll just stand through all times, that, you know, your faith doesn't get shaken one way or the other. When there's harder times and when there's good times, you just have more fruit. But when we think of this, you know, this imagery and these examples that's given to us, I think about the path of righteousness that it talks about in Psalms 1. There's a path of righteousness, and there's also a path that leads to destruction. And that's not the path that we want to go down. We have a choice to do. We can worship God. We can praise God. Our life can be filled with righteousness, and our life can be a life that's well-pleasing unto God. Or our life could be marked by just one that has one like spiritual failure after another, after another, after another. But we don't have to do that. And you may say, well, I'm that person that's, you know, one spiritual failure after another, after another. I really hadn't followed God. I meant to, and I got off the track. Well, I tell you, if you've gotten off the track, get on the track today. There's nothing that we can do about the past. You know, we may have wasted it. We may have used it well, and it may be whatever it is. You forget about the past. But look to the future. Look to today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we can serve the Lord. Start from today and commit ourselves to follow Jesus Christ, because that is the path of righteousness. For the believer, that is the best path to be on. That's the path that you're going to find happiness. That you want to be a happy man or a happy woman, a happy person, follow the path of righteousness. Look at verses 1 and verses 2. It's a prescription for being happy. I want to be happy. I want to be happy in Jesus. And we can be happy in Jesus Christ. So we can follow that path of righteousness, because the path of destruction, what? It leads to destruction. It's like, you know, it's leading to the quicksand. Who wants to go to the path that goes to the path of quicksand? Where you're just going to be drowning. You're going in quicksand and you're going down, and you know you're going down, but you can't get out. Let's don't go down that path. Or the path that leads to, you know, it's poison. I don't know if anybody ever saw It's a Wonderful Life. Well, there's a Jimmy Stewart. He's a little boy. And there's a druggist there, and he gets this really sad telegram. And so the druggist gets a sad telegram. He's all confused and crying and everything. And he sends a prescription out by this delivery boy. And the delivery boy sees the telegram, and he sees the medicine. And it's marked with poison on the medicine. And the druggist, in his haste and his crying, and he poured the wrong medicine in the bottle. Well, the boy refused to, he didn't deliver the medicine. He was going to go ask his dad, but his dad was too busy for him. So the druggist got mad at him, hitting him, and he said, "Please don't. That medicine is poison." Well, if he had given that medicine to the patient, they would have died, because it was poison. He says, "Poison, I tell you. I'm going to tell you, it's poison, the path of destruction. Don't take it." Because there's another path. There's the good medicine. And that's the medicine of Jesus Christ. And that's the medicine where we're going to be fulfilled and we're going to be happy in our life. So we think about this tree. And this tree right here is planted, has deep roots. It's going to stay there, and guess what? It's being nourished by the rivers of water. See, this plant, this tree, it's got this water. It's being nourished. And so what we have the same thing. You know, we have the spiritual nourishment of the Word of God. This past weekend, we had nourishment by God brought in preachers to preach to us, to teach us the Word of God. And that gives us nourishment. It gives us spiritual nourishment. It helps us to grow, to be able to grow thereby. And we get stronger, and we can help weather these storms. We can have direction in our life. Everybody wants direction in their life. You want to know what to do. You want to know what to do? It's right in the Word of God for you. God, you know, people think, well, God didn't want me to know what, He wants me to guess. No, He didn't want you to guess. Most of the time, it's very clear. Let's say you're going to move off to somewhere, and there is not a church around there. I mean, it's just spiritually, it's going to be a virtually desolate place. Why in the world would you move off there if you're not going to be able to get any spiritual nourishment? You're going to be like this tree. You know, the leaf withereth. People, I'm sure you remember times here, even in Tyler, Texas. One day, we were on I-20, and I don't know if we were going to Memphis or we were going to Atlanta, but it had been a drought. There had not been rain. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm looking on the side of the roads. A lot of times I look at the side of the roads, you know, it's prettier out here in the Tyler area. Yeah, it's green grass, and there's green trees, but there wasn't any green grass. There wasn't any green trees. They were brown. They were dying on the side of the road, because there was no water. The water had dried up, and it looked terrible. I mean, these brown, dying trees everywhere. One day, years ago, it just seemed like 2 or 3 years ago, but it's probably 20 years ago. But we're going to go on a little camping trip with our family. I mean, like extended family. They were going to go down the coast. But we didn't make it down the coast because they said, well, the jellyfish are all out biting everybody, stinging, and nobody was interested in doing that. So they said, hey, we're close to Bastrop, Texas. Oh, that's going to be a good meeting ground. We want to go there. And there's a state park. And they said, hey, there's a swimming pool. We can even go down to San Antonio later and you go down to Riverwalk. We'd never done that. So, oh, yeah, that'd be great. The kids would love that. So we went over there, went camping. But a few years ago, well, I know the last 10 or 15 had to be, we were going to Luling, Texas, and we'd go there every once in a while. They were needing some help. But I went through there once, and man, the where we had stayed before in Bastrop, it was like a, I don't know, there was some kind of Army base or Marines or something over there because the Civil Air Patrol used that, different things. But that whole forest over there, the trees were just burned. It's just total destruction through there, all burned down, all the trees, because there hadn't been enough water. And the forest fires got started. It just burned everything, and then for years it looked pretty bad. Of course, I guess it cleaned out all the undergrowth and brush and all that sort of thing, but it just wiped it all out. Because of the lack of nourishment, the lack of water. When you don't have water, the tree's going to dry up. The leaf's going to wither. You know how leaves wither when just in the fall, they come, they fall down, in the winter, they come down. Well, it's the same thing when we don't have water. The leaf's going to wither up because of lack of fluid. And so we have to have that spiritual waters, that river water, and putting ourselves in the situation to be able to receive it. You know, sometimes on this path of righteousness, we think it's kind of a reward system. Well, if I'm a good boy, I'm a good girl, God's going to give me things. He's going to reward me, right? I do good, he rewards me. If I went to school, okay, can I get a piece of candy now? It's not that type of reward. It's not a reward. But I want you to see what it says. It says, the blessedness of a man who does not stand in the way of sinners, but whose delight is on the law of the Lord. See, this is not a reward, but it's better than a reward. You know what this is? This is this righteousness is because of the particular life that they live. This is just who they are. You know, some people you meet, and that person will just grab you and hug you every time and just pull you down and say how glad they are to see you. But you know what? They're not doing that to get a reward. That's just who they are. That's just how they act all the time. And some people will just, they'll do different things. But you know, you don't think anything about it after you get to know them, because you'd say, hey, that's just who they are. That's just the type of person they are. Well, this is just the who we are, the believer, the Christian. It just leads this life not to get our reward, but it's just because who we are. They're leading this life of righteousness because of who they are. Well, also on this example, imagery of this tree right here, it's not just a tree, but it's because some trees should bear fruit. I remember when I lived in Memphis, we had there used to be an apple orchard over there. And right across the fence, there were several trees over there that bore apples. They were green apples, but they bore apples all the time. But we had one old apple tree, and that thing was dying. Finally, just had to cut it out. But you know, it never did bear any fruit that I can remember as a child. I guess that's when my dad finally dug it out. Of course, I had fun as a kid digging on that hole, but I kept digging. But it didn't bear any fruit. Well, see, a tree that's good shape, that's flourishing, guess what it's going to do? It's going to bear fruit, and it's not bearing fruit because they're trying to please somebody. Guess what? It can't help but bear fruit because it's an apple tree. Those apple trees that were right across from me, they just bore trees, why? Fruit, because why? Because they were apple trees. They couldn't help but do that. That's just who they were. And that's who we are as Christian, as believers, where we're going to walk on that path of righteousness. And we want to flourish. And one of the ways you can flourish is by being in the house of the Lord where the saints meet. Under the biblical teaching, Now, you've got to be careful, because there's lots of teaching on the TV. There's lots of teaching on the radio. And I'm not saying that the teaching bad. It may be really, really good. But what we have to do, and in the pulpit, same way. Guess what? You got to check it out for yourself. And that was even mentioned during the meetings this week. We need to be like the noble Bereans. When something's preached or something's taught, just check it out by the Word of God. We have the Word of God. Aren't we blessed? Because we want to delight in the law of the Lord. Brother David was urging us to study the Word of God. So we want to study the Word of God. We want to be, be familiar with the Word of God, that will recognize it, that we will grow, but we'll also understand. We'll start recognizing and say, that doesn't sound quite right. There's something that doesn't ring true with that, but let me go check by the Word of God. Maybe it doesn't ring true because maybe I just have never heard that. Maybe that's what it really says. Or it may not ring true because it's not true. I don't know which one it is. But what we got to do, what we have to do, what is we go and study the Word of God, and we will find it and to see which way it is. Because, we're talking about spiritual life. We want to grow spiritually. We want to have a close walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to bear fruit just because we can't help but bear fruit. Because this is the result of this spiritual life that is delighting in the law of the Lord. And when we start delighting more in the law of the Lord, man, our fruit make it really, really heavy. The spiritual fruit, because we are just rejoicing in the law of the Lord. We're enjoying what God has given to us, this spiritual nourishment. We are like a tree, and our tree is just growing. And it's not, no one else may even notice it, but we'll know that the Lord is blessing us spiritually. It says, blessed is the man. Well, we're in a blessed state when we're growing. Now, you may not be blessed with riches. You may not be blessed with wealth. But what you are blessed with is to grow spiritually thereby, to grow up, that you may understand more of the Word of God. A tree, though, could be a barren, rocky land. It could be. It could look pretty desolate out there. But praise God, guess what? If we are next to a stream, our tree can still grow. You may say, Lord, I feel like I'm in a desolate place. I feel like I'm in a barren place. I feel like I'm in a rocky place. But if we have that stream, guess what? We're still going to be able to grow. Our leaves are not going to wither away. We're not going to wither away and die. We'll be able to flourish and to prosper. Like I said, we may not prosper in a big business deal. We may not prosper in the way we think. But we're going to prosper the matters of spirituality, and when we're minds are straight and we're promoting the glory of Jesus Christ. The next verse, and we're just looking at these two verses. The next verse, this verse 4 right here, it looks at the ungodly. And it compares them to chaff. Does anybody know what chaff is? I'm not a farmer, and I never grew up on a farm, and I never had a threshing floor. So I just read about it. But they had these threshing floors, and they said they would do it on the side of a mountain most of the time. What they do with these threshing floors is they got the chaff all mixed in there with the wheat. And so they're like throwing it up, or have a big blanket, they throw it up, and guess what happens? The wind comes and just takes out the garbage. It takes out the chaff. You don't want the chaff. The chaff's not good for anything as far as, for nourishment. Maybe they'll give it to cows or something later, but they don't need the chaff. It's just trash and stuff that they need. It was worthless. Well, I started thinking, what are some of the things that are just kind of like trash? They're not really worth anything. They're not really worth anything in my life. I need to get rid of all that baggage, all that just extra trash that's just littering my life. I don't know how you are, but man, I hate to drive around in just a filthy car all the time. That's why I have to go by the car wash and just clean that out every once in a while. And so, you know, just, you know, stuff that's cluttered in there. You get a cup, you get a wrapper, you get this, you get that. You know, all of a sudden, your car's loaded out. Or if you have a pickup truck, and you're throwing, I know these guys, I worked just as a laborer, and I was for a year or two with the guy across the street. But they just thrown everything back in that truck. All the trash, everything. All of a sudden, they got a big load of trash back there in the back of the truck, if it didn't blow out. But anytime, you know, it's just, you know, you can get a lot of stuff in your life. You can get a lot of stuff cluttered up in there if you don't clean it out. So you got to go out to car wash. And, you know, you got to scrub all those bugs off. Get all the stuff that's in your life that's messing you up. Get in there and run it through the car wash, get it cleaned on the outside. And then you got to start working on the inside. That's where it counts. Because that's the part that you're in. I mean, you got to get the vacuum and say, okay, I don't need all this trash in my car. In my life, I just got to take it out completely. And I might have to get that little blower, because it doesn't want to come out, and just blow it out some more. And that stuff that's already kind of sunk down in my life, I have to get that spray out. I'm going to have to scrub. I'm going to have to scrub to get that out. My God, I got a little bit of hair on my seat. Got a little bit of hair on my dash. Got a little bit of hair on the side of the seat, or the side of the down low. Got to get those mats cleaned off, but I got to pull those mats up because there's trash underneath there. I can't leave any in there. I've got to take it all out, and I got to rub some of it out. And I just can't leave that in my life because that's chaff. That's worthless stuff. That is things that are going to separate me from God and being able to serve him, because I'm letting that build up in my life. And by God's grace, which he has blessed us with his grace, we can clean up our lives. We can have that path that will lead to righteousness. That's well-pleasing unto God. Because we have to be about the master's business. We don't want to spend our time and waste our time on useless activities. We want to use our time wisely. Not just chasing the same old thing. But we want to have clear direction in our life. Do you have a question today? You don't have to raise your hand, but you do have a question. You can answer in your heart. Is there something that you would like to know today? Something that you've been chasing a long time. You say, Lord, I just don't see any direction on this. What do I need to do? I need to go this way. I need to go this way. Do I need to pursue this or not pursue this? Is this a good thing that's in my life? Or is it really not a good thing in my life? Is it a worthless thing? If I'm just chasing the wrong thing? If we have questions in our life, if we want to have direction day to day, Lord, do I need to pursue this job? Do I need to pursue this education? Do I need to pursue this relationship? Do whatever it is I need to pursue. Well, first of all, we need to get the smell test of the Bible. Does it line up with the Word of God? If it's lined up with the Word of God, you're heading down the right track. If you're praying to God about it and reading His Word, because that's His Word to us, He is going to give us clear direction. But sometimes we don't like the direction. Sometimes we don't want the direction. Sometimes we want to do our own thing. Oh, Lord, I don't want this. You don't understand. In my case, it's special. In my case, it's different than everybody else. There's never been one just like my case. Oh, yes, there has been. There's been lots of your case. And we're talking to God. He has the prescription for you. But it's like that. You have to take the right prescription to work. Otherwise, it may be the one that leads to destruction. But praise God, God is looking out for us. God is your heavenly Father. You can go to God at any time, anywhere, and call him Father. Call him Abba Father, because he's your daddy. He cares about you. And he wants you to come to him and to seek him and to ask him what you should do. And he will give you the right way to go. Thank you for your attention this morning.